Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week we're talking about offering a sacrifice of praise. But before we talk about that, there's actually a bit of like a lead up to get to why we would offer a sacrifice of praise. And it all starts with grace. It all starts there.
Everything starts with grace. Mm. It was grace of the Father for his love for us that sent the Son.
Mm.
It was grace by God the Father and the Son to send the Spirit.
Mm.
And we live by grace now.
Mm. Mm. So when you were sharing in your Heartbeat this week, you shared about, or you asked a question, you said, how often does God just give? Which is that grace that he just continues to give to us. And it's constant. It's endless.
Unlimited.
Yeah, that's right. But often in his giving, we don't see that act. We don't see it. And the example you gave, which I really liked, was in the baptism of Jesus when John the Baptist baptized Jesus and the heavens opened. You know, like some scriptures talk about how the dove,
yes,
you know, and this voice says, my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased, you know, like almost like we heard this audible voice. But then when we had our baptism, or when we don't remember if we were babies, but if
did
we,
I
when
hear we a baptized, voice? Did you hear a voice?
Or did the congregation, you know, when yeah. like,
no.
you know, did they like,
no.
not that we saw, but it actually makes me think of, you know, old paintings that depict like, I suppose like
God's grace coming down from heaven.
Yeah, and like
sunshine.
The top half is like all the angels and saints.
Yes.
Like in my parish, actually, we've got a stained glass window.
Yes.
That above the altar, you've got Jesus on the cross, but then you have the angels and saints above that, again, looking down upon it.
Yes.
Like it makes me think of those types of old style paintings that in our baptism that actually happened, but we couldn't see it.
But it even happens today.
Mm.
It's not an old style.
Yeah.
It is what actually happens.
Mm.
Because remember, and we only see glimpses of it described in Scripture, but you see it in the book of Revelations when Jesus comes on the throne and all the angels and saints fall down in adoration, calling holy, holy, holy.
Holy.
Yep. Then we also see it when, like, Jesus, well, we see it when he died on the cross, but when Jesus was tempted, the angels were ready and waiting to come and help him, because after the three temptations, they came and gave him nourishment and
yes.
looked
yep.
after him, because they're the angels of God.
Mm.
So the angels are always there to do God's will and to rejoice in God's things, in God.
Mm.
Think of, again, it's said, when a sinner comes back to the Lord, what happens?
Mm.
The angels have a party in heaven.
Yeah.
They rejoice.
Yeah.
Well, therefore, when we are given the gift of the Holy Spirit and are baptized and brought into God's family, are they not having a party and rejoicing?
Mm. Mm.
Yes.
Mm. Mm. Often we don't recognize, because we with our human eyes can't
necessarily see them, but there's some saints in the past
who have seen them. But because we don't often see it, like we often miss it, we often miss that active God doing things in our lives. It makes me think of last week's podcast where we talked about we miss the Holy Spirit, like we don't see the Holy Spirit active because we don't notice that God is constantly giving all the time, pouring out his grace upon us. Then we don't, I'm trying to get the right words.
We don't acknowledge him, so we don't even praise him for
it. Yes, yeah, you know, because we're kind of just living in
our own
little bubble.
Yes.
And then when we need something, we ask God. And then, you know, if we are having a hard time,
bubble.
We go back. And then you kind of forget and you come back. But, we don't notice God in the everyday, even though he is there.
Yes.
In the everyday. And from that grace, that's when you talked about how we can offer a sacrifice of praise. And the way you, I suppose, got to that was by saying, we don't see how often God thwarts the arrows that are coming our way.
Yep.
And like we said, we love the word thwart. It's just a good word, isn't it? It's a funny word. But we don't see how God has stopped maybe temptation coming our way.
Stop
maybe
the enemy God, attacking us.
Yes. And yep. because we don't see that, we're not seeing that grace that's been given to us.
Yes. For example, it's so easy, right, to praise God when things are going well, to just a simple thing of we're driving to the shops, it's really busy, it's wet and rainy, and we say, Lord, I always say Pia Park because, you know, the big P sign.
Yeah. Yep.
And so when the kids were little, I'd say, pray to Jesus, we need a parking spot, Pia Park. And so my 1-2-year-olds would go, Pia Park, Jesus, Pia Park.
Mm.
And if there was a parking spot, we'd go, thank you, Lord. Amazing. Mm. We're praising him.
Mm.
But did I praise him even when there seemed to be no parking spot?
Mm.
Did he want me to maybe park from a distance because an old lady needed the parking spot more?
Mm.
Or I needed the exercise.
Mm.
It'd burn off the calories.
Mm.
Whatever it was, we don't praise God often when we're in the mundane parts of life, the times when things are blubby, when things aren't going well. If you don't know what the blubby means, it's just like you've had a bad day. Yeah.
And then from that, we don't praise God in those times of struggle. And it's a weird concept to think, how can I praise when I'm struggling?
But that's actually a more generosity to God, because we're praising him as a sacrifice. We're not praising him because he has given. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to and we need to. But what about praising him for just my everyday mundane life?
Makes me think of last night. I was actually listening to a lecture that I've started studying, and it made me think of this lecturer shared how Mother Teresa often felt spiritual dryness.
Yes.
But she still was able to praise God, and like he described it as whether or not you should go and get communion when you're feeling that distance from God, but recognizing that God is still God, even though I might feel
the distance. God hasn't moved.
No. And so that's what I suppose when I think of a sacrifice of praise, we're making a sacrifice because we're going through a struggle, but we're recognizing that God is still supreme despite the struggle.
Yeah. How often have we had to wait for God to answer some prayers in our lives?
Mm.
We all have.
Mm.
And sometimes in the waiting, the answer seems to be still no.
Mm.
But in the waiting, do we say, Lord, while I am waiting in this struggle, I still praise you. I offer this to you.
Yeah.
Oh, my, you know, God would be going, yes, how wonderful. They love me so much, even in the struggle.
Made me think of, you shared about Mary and the Magnificat, praising God.
Yes.
Think of that in a whole
different
new,
level,
total different way that I've never thought of before, because you brought, like you came, like shared how, well, Mary was this young
not
girl.
Married.
Sometimes they, some people say she was about 14. And young girl, unmarried, pregnant.
And what did they normally do with those women? They stone them to death.
And kill you.
Yep.
And there's this woman who's facing that.
Mm-hmm.
And she praise still God. Praises God.
Yep.
Like I just totally did not put those two things together in her seeing Elizabeth and praising God when she says that. So it really showed me a whole new level of what sacrifice of praise was, that she was giving a sacrifice of praise. You continue to share about some saints, and I loved some of the different examples you gave. One of them, I can't remember who you said, to be honest, but it was talking about a man was going blind, and a lady said to him, "Okay,
she's a countess, and she was telling this priest. The Monsignor was going had gone blind, and she shared."
Yeah.
to me, encouragement.
Yeah. You might be going blind, but God's illuminating your soul.
Yes.
That's what you said, because he was able to come closer to God. And it makes me think again of the scripture of, come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, I will give you rest. In that burden, we can still praise God and he will give us rest. And then St. Bernard, you shared, said this, express to God your thanks and you will receive from God more and more graces. And that's what made me think of that connection between God's grace and a sacrifice of praise, that as we praise God through our struggle, will he just pours on more grace?
And again, I look at it, you know, there's been quite a few grandchildren have had birthdays lately. So I go to the shops looking, thinking what they would like, what I can afford, but, you know, something to buy them, something to say happy birthday. And they're all gorgeous and they're all very loving in their response. But what if they didn't? What if I gave them a gift and they went, oh, is that all I'm getting? Or, oh, I don't like it. How would I feel? But when I give it to them and they go, oh, Grammy, it's beautiful. Oh, thank you. And they're hugging you and they put, you know, there might be a little handbag. And they put it on and they, next time in the next few weeks, every day they're wearing this handbag. You go, wow. And you actually feel like wanting to give them more. Well, God feels the same. Do we thank him for the graces that he gives us? And not to thank him so we're going to give him more. That's not the reason why. But just because he is a gracious God.
Well, this week, the weekly challenge to me is easy to say, but it's hard to do. And that is to offer a sacrifice of praise. So when we're in the struggle, we go, God, despite this, I'm going to praise you. You know, I was at a funeral yesterday and they sang a song, Shout to the Lord, that lots of people will know. And my friend whose family member had died, had said that she wanted that song because despite the death of her family member, God was still amazing. And that shows to me a sacrifice of praise, that she would still praise despite the struggle and the grief. And that's just come to me now as we're sharing that, wow, to think that we can all do that, but it's only because of the grace of God. That we can. So we hope that that chat this week has really encouraged you, that you can offer a sacrifice of praise, that you can call on the Holy Spirit to help you to do that, like we talked about last week, with the power of the Holy Spirit, who can be your comfort and your help during that time. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.